Hey girlies, and welcome back to the pod. It's Carmen, and today we have an episode all about parents, struggles, pressure, feeling misunderstood, my relationship with my parents, and just overall how to have a better relationship with your parents. But before we get into that, let's just do the best and worst of the week. So for the best of the week, it was that I was back in person for school, which was scary, but also exciting just because I could see my friends. And it, of course, is always nicer just to be in school and like actually in the building. It's easier to learn. And yeah, I honestly like it a lot better, even though I've mentioned this in a few episodes, but I was online all first semester. But I really do prefer being in person, of course. And yeah, so it was just nice to be in school. And also, in case you didn't listen to the last episode, when I talked about this, but the week before, my school had to pretty much quarantine because a third of the school, like, wasn't sick, but hadn't gotten contact. So they shut down, like, the high school and stuff for just a week, which, I mean, how does that help anything? I don't really know. You know, here we are and it's all good. So the worst of the week is that, I have to take the ACT tomorrow morning. It is Friday afternoon right now. I have to take the ACT Saturday at 8 a.m. So when this episode goes out, I'll have already taken it, which is, super exciting. And hopefully it went well. I don't know. But I have to be at the school at 8 a.m., which, sucks. And just this week, I've just been having, like, ACT prep, which is, of course, is just so, so boring. And, I'm grateful to be able to have the opportunity to do it, but it's just, like, it's so long and so boring and I really hate it. You know, it's okay. And I'll just get it over with and I'll all be good. And also, this coming week, I actually have a winter break, which is a thing my school does. I don't really know why. And yeah, so that's exciting. That's a nice break. I really don't feel like I need a break, which is just kind of annoying because I would have rather just gotten stuff done. But hey, I'll take a break. It's fine. And yeah. So as I said, today's episode's just about like parents, feelings with parents, my relationship, how to have a better relationship. And yeah, I'm super excited about this episode. A lot of you guys have actually requested this. And then when talking about the podcast with my parents, they both thought it was a good idea to talk about this. So here we are. And just right now, while I'm sitting recording this, I'm trying to think of like clever titles I can name this. Right now on my outline, I just have it called Parents. Very creative, as you can see. But anyway, so let's just do the quote of the week. And that is, it is not our differences that divide us. It is our inability to recognize, accept, and celebrate those differences. And that's from Audre Lorde. I think that's how you say her name. But I just thought this quote was really good, especially for this week's episode, just because it can apply to like the relationship that you have with your parents. Because it's easy to only see the differences between you all and make that something that divides us. Obviously, like generational things. But I think it's important, like what the quote says, to accept them, recognize the differences, and be okay that you guys aren't the same person, that you don't have the same opinions, same political views, whatever. I think that's something that can bring you together, or help you learn more about each other, and just overall be closer. So I really liked that quote. And yeah, but don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. You already know, I say this 2 times in every episode. It's probably super annoying by now, but it's my podcast, so I can do whatever I want. And before we get into it, I'm going to take a quick water break, and then I'll be right back. And I'm back! Hey guys! So the first thing I just wanted to talk about was just like how the media, kind of portrays teens' relationships with their parents. And obviously, like in movies, I feel like it's so, so, so dramatic where the kid's like, oh my God, I hate you. Or they're like slam the door and they're like, you don't understand me. You suck. Or I don't know, or like, this is my life, not yours, whatever, things like that. And honestly, it's super exaggerated, but also like, same, relatable. And I think that the movies like portray it like semi-accurately, I guess, depending on your relationship. But also, I just feel like there's just like stereotypes about like kids always hating their parents. And I mean, I don't hate my parents. They're pretty cool people. And I don't know. I feel like it's a stereotype that the media has. But also, I think, at least with my parents, there's definitely like a generational difference, just like with phones, social media. Just like, I know my parents both don't really have social media. I mean, my mom has Twitter, my dad doesn't have anything. So like when I have to do social media work for the podcast, they think I'm just playing on my phone. But just like stuff like that, how it's different, like their culture, like how they always, or at least my parents, are always so used to calling over texting, even though I prefer to text, you know, just stuff like that, that I think can cause a few misunderstandings and some conflicts, you know. And also, I know the biggest thing for my family, or at least with my dad, is just like cursing or cussing, whatever you want to call it. But because my dad, whenever he hears me or my siblings say a curse word, he'll always go on a long tangent and say like, oh, when I was your age, I never said that, blah, 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 blah. I would never talk that way to my parents. I'm like, okay, yes, the times have changed, but also if you don't want us to talk that way, then maybe like make consequences for saying these things. You know, it's like I have to parent the parents. And I think, I mean, that's just the biggest generation between at least me and my dad, is just the cursing thing. I mean, honestly, I don't really think he minds, but like he'll always like say something. I mean, I just feel like there's so many differences that can cause issues, you know? And then also I feel like another thing is just the pressure, or at least for me, that parents put on their children. I mean, I know that my parents always put pressure on me to do really well in school, to have extracurriculars, to be kind to everybody I meet, whatever. And of course, your parents want what's best for you. But again, that can just feel like a lot of pressure. And then if you're some rebellious teen, which I mean, we all kind of do this, or if someone tells you they really want you to do something, then you're gonna be like, oh, they want me to do this? No, I'm not doing that. You know, even if like you were planning on doing it, if someone didn't say anything, it's like if someone tells you to clean your room and you were already on your way to clean your room, but then someone told you, so you're like, I'm not gonna clean my room. No, it's like that. And I mean, I know that my parents, I've had many conversations about this, but with pressure for school, I tell them, I'm like, guys, I can motivate myself. I don't need you all freaking out over my one math test that I did bad on. It's okay. It's not going to ruin my grade. And I just have to remind them that, and remind them that the pressure truly makes me do worse, which, I mean, of course, having so much pressure on you is horrible. I know my parents are definitely pretty chill, but I have some people who I know their parents aren't as much, so I can't speak for them. But I mean, honestly, I feel like we can all just relate to like feeling pressure from our parents, feeling misunderstood, seeing like teens portrayed in the media as like bad guys or whatever, and just like generational differences that really make things harder, I guess, to like connect with your parents. But yeah, those were just a few things. And then my relationship with my parents, I would say, is pretty good, but of course not perfect. I mean, everything can always be better. And as I said, my parents really aren't strict. They're pretty chill. And I'd say the only thing they're like a little pressure-y, I guess, about is that my mom is just super obsessed with me going to a good college, whereas my dad is more laid back. And I definitely think this is just her trying to live like vicariously through me. I don't know if that's the right word, but just like, because she went to University of Maryland, which, I mean, depending on your academic level, might not seem like the best school since it's a state school. And my dad went to a college that's like in middle of nowhere, Kentucky, with like 1,000 kids, you know. So they both, I guess, especially her, just wants, knows that I can do well, so might as well go to a good school. But, you know, it's a lot of pressure. I mean, that's always okay. I'm happy for her that she knows or thinks I can do so well. That gives me confidence. That makes me feel good. But, of course, it's a lot. And I would say my mom is a tiger mom. If you don't know what that is, okay, so here's a few little definitions. So, like, a helicopter mom versus tiger mom. I don't know if you guys have heard these terms, but a helicopter mom, which is probably the one you've heard of, that's, like, a mom or parent. It can be dad. I'm just using mom. But, like, that's, like, your mom who obsesses over everything you do, and it feels like they're suffocating you. It's, like, the mom that's, like, gonna always be there. It's, like, a helicopter, like they're circling over you. My freshman year ex-boyfriend had a helicopter mom, but that was also because he was like not doing what he was supposed to be doing. But I mean, it's really annoying if you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. Even if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, it's still super annoying. And I think anyone just feels like really suffocated when someone's obsessing over every single little thing they do. I mean, I know I have friends, I'm thinking of one in particular, actually, who has both her parents, I would call helicopter parents, that just obsess over everything. But luckily, that doesn't apply to me, which I'm super grateful about. But my mom is a tiger mom, which pretty much is like mom who will beat the shit out of anyone who tries to like hurt their kid. Not like physically beat them, but like they don't want anyone to insult their kid. They want the best for their child. They aren't going to deal with any crap, okay? So I would say my mom is a tiger mom, and she is also a Karen, okay? Her name is Lisa. She is not actually named Karen, but you know, like the Karen thing. Let's just say she's the mom who, if she's a vegetarian, right? So if she orders and she orders a salad but with no bacon and gets bacon, she will be calling the manager. She's that person. But I mean, that's okay. She's one of my best friends. Love her so much. She's very, very special. Funny story, actually. So I don't know if you guys watched this, but Bridgerton on Netflix, which was super popular like a week or two ago. I'm sure it's still popular. I literally watched it in like a day. Okay, I was gonna say 2 days. It might have been a day. Did I watch it all in one sitting? Maybe. Embarrassing for me. But I told her to watch Bridgerton, and she watched, I think, in a few days. But she's so obsessed with Simon. I was actually sitting upstairs, I think, reading or something. Or I was watching something. I don't know. But I wasn't doing anything loud because I could hear the TV downstairs. She was watching it in our family room, which my room is right above that, so I can like hear things through the ceiling, you know? And she was on episode 6 of Bridgerton, which if you watch that episode, then you know that episode is like straight porn, okay? Straight porn. Not really. It's like a bunch of sex scenes like for an hour, right? And so I was just sitting in my room, and all of a sudden I just hear a bunch of moaning noises, and I walked down, and I was like, hi mom, what are you doing? And she was literally watching Bridgerton. She was like, oh my gosh, Simon is just so hot, and that body, oh my god. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna leave. But earlier today, I actually sent her a thirst trap of Simon. I don't know the actor's name, but it was just like clips of him from Bridgerton, and she was like, OMG, so hot, love him. But yeah, she's my BFF. We love her. And yeah, I would just say I have a pretty good relationship with my parents, which I mean is super, super awesome, and I'm really grateful for that. And I would say my parents definitely aren't the ones who are gonna obsess over every single grade I have. But in school, they do just want me to do well. I think they just know that I can do well, and so I shouldn't be lazy. But I do have a friend, I won't say her name, but her parents literally check her grades every single day. And the other night, she actually called me, And she was like super frantic and a little hysterical. And she was like, oh my gosh, Carmen, like, what did you get on the math test? What did you get? And I was like, oh, I got like a 78, which is of course not, not very good, but I'm in AP calculus. So I mean, it's not horrible, but it's also not great, but it's an AP class and I'm not good at math. So it's like fine. And she was like, oh my gosh, are you serious? I got a 60. And this is someone who's so good at math, so smart. And I don't think she's ever gotten a test grade like this in her entire life. So she was freaking out a little bit. And then her dad walked into the room. And while he was walking in, I was trying to tell her, I was like, it's okay. It's one test grade. Like, it's not going to ruin your whole grade. It's not going to ruin how you're going to get into college. It's one grade. You can do extra credit. You can get bonus points. It's okay. There's going to be a curve. You know, I was trying to reassure her. And then her dad walks in. He was like, oh, what are you doing? And she was like, I'm talking to Carmen. And he was like, oh, well, what did she get on the test? And my friend goes, well, a lot better than me. And then her dad just sounded frustrated. And I just felt bad because I know how strict her parents are with grades. And I can't imagine all the things they were saying. And not trying to like tell someone how to parent their kid, but I feel like a lot of people, I mean, yes, of course, there's those people that need structure. They need someone to motivate them. But I think she's the person who she doesn't really need someone to motivate her, that she does better without like all the pressure. And I think it's just because they're so obsessed with her being valedictorian, which honestly, I could care less about. Like, I know I'm not the smartest person in my class, and I'm fine with that. Like, I'm just going to do my thing. I'm just going to do the best I can do. And I try not to compare myself to others, which is, of course, kind of hard when everyone in my friend group is like 10 times smarter than me, you know? I mean, it's okay. It's fine. I love all of them. They're great. But yeah, I'm glad my parents are pretty chill about that. And then we've reached an understanding not to bother me about my grades. But like with my brother, my parents are more strict just because they know that he like doesn't try very hard on school and that he can do better because he is smart. And so they put a more pressure on him. They ask him more about his grades. They're stricter with him. They want to know where he's going. But I mean, I feel like a lot of times, like if you have like a helicopter mom or something, it's usually because you did something, like you snuck out, you were drunk, you were high, whatever. I mean, of course, then there's just those moms that just do it anyway. But I mean, I feel like there's always a reason. There's always a reason. But yeah, moving on from that, because I'm sure you guys don't want to hear about my relationship with my parents for 45 minutes. I think it's only been like 15 or something. I don't know. But yeah, so you're like, Carmen, cool. You have a great relationship with your parents. I don't care. Can I have a great relationship with my parents? Well, yes, of course, anyone can. It's all about putting in a little bit of effort, reaching out to your parents, talking to them. And I'm going to give you some good tips that have helped me that are pretty easy, I would say. Pretty also self-explanatory, but of course I'll explain them because, why not? But yeah, here are just some tips, my advice. Wouldn't say hacks, but you know, just like ways to have a better relationship with your parents. So I just want to make a little disclaimer first before I share my advice. But obviously, everyone has had different experiences and situations with their parents or family in general. And so I'm not telling you like exactly what to do. This is just what has worked for me, what I found to be successful and what has improved my relationship. Of course, we all have different situations. We all have parents who might be more strict than others, who might have certain rules or something. So some of this might not apply for all of you, but I just think it's, of course, good to keep in mind and hear what other people are doing with their parents and maybe see if any of this can help you out. But yeah, if you have super strict parents and like some of the things I'm saying, you're like, oh my God, I could never, ever do that with my parent. Then, I mean, like, you don't have to. You don't have to do everything I say. These are just suggestions, okay? I'm not trying to force anything on you. So I just want to give that disclaimer because I really don't feel like answering a bunch of DMs of someone being like, my parents are so strict and I hate them and I'm not going to do the stuff you told me to do. Like, I don't want to hear that, okay? So this is also me telling you don't DM me and say that. Cool. So First thing I would suggest doing is to be honest with your parents and to share your feelings. I mean, of course, you don't have to tell them everything, but like, you should just be honest and share like how you're feeling. And I think this is really important because the more honest you are with your parents, the more they'll trust you and the more stuff you'll be able to do and more time you'll be able to see your friends and stuff like that. And also probably the better you'll feel about your relationship. Because I know I have friends who will lie to their parents about where they are, what they're doing. And I know it just makes them feel horrible because, I mean, who wants to lie to their parents? Like, no one does, really. I mean, at least I don't. I mean, I don't know. Probably somebody does. But I just think it's so important to share your feelings. And of course, you don't have to tell them every single little thing. But like, if you're going somewhere, let them know where you're going. And I know my mom always says this, which I think is a little bullshit, but I'll just say it. But I think your parents would, of course, prefer the truth than like hearing it from you than having to hear it from someone else or having to hear you lie about something and then eventually tell the truth. I know, of course, like if you tell the truth about you doing something that's a little shitty and that you shouldn't be doing or that they don't feel comfortable with you doing, of course you'll get in trouble. You'll maybe get grounded, get yelled at. I don't know, whatever your parents do for being mad. I don't know. But I mean, I think that's still better than lying to them because I mean, I always remind this to my mom when she gets mad at me, just that like, wouldn't you rather have me be honest with you than lie about it? Because I mean, I could have easily lied about this and you wouldn't have known anything. And I don't know, I just like to say that to her, even though if I wasn't planning on lying, she'd be like, oh yeah, yeah. And then it's like over, done with that. Manipulation. No, I'm kidding. Not really. I would say I'm a pro manipulator with my parents. Take notes, kids. Take notes. Okay. Next thing is don't hide your emotions from your parents. Just quote unquote, please them. And I think it's really important to realize that it's okay and it's normal to not agree about everything. I mean, you don't have to agree about any political views, about anything, whatever. It's okay to have disagreements. It's okay if you think something they're doing is wrong, let them know. Don't just like do it just because. Like you can ask them, like, why do I have to do this? Or why are you doing this when you could have been doing this? I think it's, of course, always good to ask questions. I mean, I know some people get annoyed when you ask questions. Me thinking about my freshman year biology teacher who every class would say, not now, Carmen. But, you know, none of my science teachers have ever liked me all of high school. I should just have a whole episode about that, honestly. Yeah. They all just really hate me. Okay, anyway, that's off topic. But you don't have to hide your emotions. I think it's always important, as I was saying, just to share your feelings, be honest. And don't do things just because you think that's what they want to do. Of course, like be respectful and if they have rules, like follow their rules or whatever. But you don't, if something they said is making you feel bad, don't just like go upstairs and cry in your room. I mean, same. But it's like go and tell them, be like, Mom, when you called me a bitch, like it really hurt my feelings. May or may not be from personal experience. I don't know. LOL. Anyways, so yeah, don't hide your emotions. If they hurt your feelings, tell them. And worst thing they can do is gonna be like, shut up, you're just a kid, whatever. But at least they know, at least it's like in the back of their mind, so they can know how their feelings affected you. I think this is also true with like anyone in general, but just like if someone hurt your feelings, just be like, when you said blah, 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 it made me feel blah, blah, blah. So like, when you called me a bitch, it made me feel like you don't love me or something. Even if, and then you, maybe your mom will be like, oh my gosh, what? I love you so much. I can't believe I made you feel that way. I'm so sorry. Thank you for telling me. And then you're like, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know you didn't want to make me feel that way. And then you're like, yay, hugs, you know? But like, not really, because of course you always have to talk things out and there's more to it than that. But I think, again, just be honest, share your feelings And don't hide your emotions just because you think you're doing the right thing or you think you're doing what you should be doing, when honestly what you should be doing is letting them know how you feel. Because I mean, with any other relationship, whether it's a friendship or someone you're dating, you're gonna like tell them how you feel. I mean, so what's the difference between you and your parents? So I think that's why it's always important to be honest and don't just try to please them all the time. You're your own person. You have your own feelings. It's okay to feel the things you feel. And I think you just need to accept that and like really let your parents know, like, hey, I'm not just like this perfect child. I have feelings too. And that's period. So next thing is pretty, going back a little bit, but I just want to add one more thing to the tip about not hiding your emotions just to please your parents. But just know that your opinion matters, your voice matters, and you're not like second to your parents. You have a voice, you should be sharing it, you don't need to hide behind them, and I think it's really important to share how you feel, as I said. Okay, done with that. Next thing is to try to be understanding with your parents. I think we all know that the things our parents are doing is they think it's what's best. They're trying to be a good parent. They're trying to do what they think is right. And they're not like trying to make you hate your life. They're not trying to make you have like the worst years of your entire life. No, they're trying to do what they think is best for you in the future. Whether that be like trying to get you to have good grades, participating in varsity sports, doing lots of community service, whatever. It's not because they hate you and they want to punish you. They're trying to do what's best for you. And I think that's something that we need to be more understanding of, because I know for me, it's so easy. Like, my parent makes me do something and I'm like, oh my gosh, I seriously don't want to do this. I hate this so much. But then I have to backtrack a little bit and be like, okay, Carmen, like, why does mom want you to do this? Like, why is this a good idea? How is this going to help me in the future? And I'm like, oh, well, she actually does really care about me and she's trying to look out for me and trying to do what's best for me. Well, I'm just sitting here and not really seeing the full picture. I think for us, it's easy just to look short term at things like this, but we really need to be looking more long term and seeing how like their decisions are going to affect us. And I think with like activities and like parents forcing you to do activities, usually, okay, they're probably right. And I mean, like, I know my mom and my dad know what I like probably more than me, actually. So, like, if they say something like, oh, Carmen, you should try this, you probably would like it. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll try it. So it's not like I have to stick with it. It's just something that I can try, and I think that's always good. Speaking of that, okay, little story, because I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but during freshman year, this is actually a cool fun fact. So freshman year, me and a few of my friends from the volleyball team started doing aerial silks, which is like circusy stuff, kind of. What is it called? Aerial arts, you know, with the big silk, big pieces of fabric hanging down. So we did that, and we did that like all freshman year, and it was so fun. We learned how to climb the silks, we learned how to do these drops, and we learned a bunch of these tricks. And it was so fun. And honestly, I wouldn't have done it unless I was pushed to do it. And I think it's a really just a good example of an experience. Like, if someone tells you to try something, I mean, it's not like you have to stick with it forever. I mean, I only did it freshman year and I still think it's a great experience that I had. And it's just something that was fun to do with some friends. So like, if your parents are telling you to do something because they think you'd like it, try to appreciate like that they're thinking about you, that they're trying to put thought into something, and that they want to improve stuff for you. Like, they're just trying to be kind. So, I mean, you just have to try it. It's not like you have to stick with it forever. I mean, you can always find something else. And who knows, this might be something that you try and you're like, I really don't like this. But maybe it leads you to try something else that you end up do liking and you really love. I think a good example of this actually is me starting a blog over the summer. Because, I mean, I started a blog. Did I like writing? No. Did I want something to do? Yeah. So I did my blog and I was like, this is fine. I did it for like 3 months and then I started the podcast. And obviously I really love doing the podcast. It's super fun. Been doing it since August. I don't know how many months that is. whatever, how many, like 5, 6 months, maybe. I don't know. It's like February, January. I don't know. What day is it? Oh, it's February. Literally, how is it? I swear I thought it was January. Anyways, also another thing just that I think makes me and my mom close is that we both went to the same summer camp when we were younger. And this camp actually has like a motto, which we both really love. And I think she applies like in her parenting skills, just like, it's super basic, but just like be your best self, like try to be your best self. And I think this is something I try to apply in my life. And also I know she tries to push me to do. So whenever she's trying to push me to do something that I may not like, or that I think is stupid, I'm trying to think back, like, what would be her reasoning, trying to be understanding, and just think, like, oh, she's doing this for me because she wants me to be my best self. She wants me to do the best that I can be. She wants me to be the best I can be, do the best things I can do, because she knows I'm capable, and I just need a little extra push. So trying to think of that, trying to think of, like, the other perspective is super helpful. And of course, you don't have to like agree with everything they're doing, but just like understanding their motives and why they might choose to do something or choose to make you do something or choose to say something, I think is really important. Just with anything, like, what's the cliche quote? Like walking 1,000 miles in someone else's shoes, like whatever, doing that, like trying to see the other perspective is helpful. Trying to see the viewpoint as a parent, not just as the kid, I think, is good. And also, if you have strict parents, some of these things you might be like, oh my god, I can't, how could I ever do this? How could I share my feelings with my parents? Like, they'll just yell at me, they're so strict, I don't like them. And, I mean, of course, the situation is different, and you might not feel as comfortable with doing these things, but I still think it's important to, like, apply some of these things, because I think anybody would appreciate your honesty, even if like they might act out in a harsher way than someone who has more chill parents. I think anyone will truly like respect you more and be more appreciative of someone who's willing to be honest with them, even if like you have to tell them stuff that you're not proud of, tell them stuff that you are like ashamed that you did, that you're embarrassed for doing. I think that's really important. So I think just because you have strict parents, that doesn't mean that you can't do the things I'm saying, just because, I mean, I don't have strict parents, but it's okay. And I think that that shouldn't stop you. I mean, of course, you probably would not want to tell them every single thing if they're super strict and they're going to like ground you every day. But I think honesty is the best policy. I mean, You know that. That's so like cliche and basic, but I really think it's so true. No matter what your parental situation is that honesty is best. I mean, of course, you honesty to a certain extent. I know I've been told that I can be too honest, which can seem a little harsh. So just like honesty to a certain extent, you know? And also another thing is that your parents don't have to be like your best friends. But there should at least be a level of trust and understanding and respect. And I mean, I think this is important to remember, because it's not like you have to be BFFs with your mom, with your dad. No, you don't even have to be like friends. These are your parents. They don't have to be your friends. I mean, awesome if they are. And it's great to have such a comfortable and close relationship. But if that's not possible for you and your parent, then there's no need to force it. And I think, of course, the most, or what you should like aim for really, is just like some trust. And you can do this by being honest with them, asking them like how they feel, and being understanding, trying to respect their decisions. Again, you don't have to accept them, just like respect what they're doing and try to do that, I guess. And also, what else was I gonna say? And if you want your parents to respect you, then you have to be honest with them. You have to share your feelings. You have to be willing to disagree with them, willing to share your opinions, and also be understanding of them, and hope that when you're understanding of them, that they'll be understanding of you. I think it's also important to like tell them like, hey, I understand why you did this, but it honestly didn't make me feel so good, or like, I understand why you might have said this or thought this, but it made me feel X, Y, and Z, whatever. Just like trying to have a more open and honest relationship with your parents, I think is always good. And I don't think there's much harm in that. But again, I don't want to be saying all this and someone being mad and be like, I can't do that with their parents. Again, this is just from my experience and what I have been dealing with. And I mean, again, we all have different situations. We have different things. I mean, some people have divorced parents. My parents are divorced, so I can't like give advice on that. And I always feel horrible when people ask me to do topics, but there's just some things that I honestly don't have advice for because I've never gone through a certain situation or I've never had to deal with that. And I feel like I don't have the expertise or really the right to talk about it. So that's why if like you suggest an episode and I haven't talked about it, it might be because I haven't experienced that. I mean, on TikTok, I had someone comment on my videos a few times about me doing an episode about coming out. But again, I haven't had that experience and I don't really have advice for that. And I don't want to be giving advice as someone who has never come out or doesn't plan to. I mean, I don't really have advice for that. And I don't feel comfortable like telling people what they should be doing when I've never experienced that or had a friend like go through that. So that's just why. And yeah, I don't remember how that related to what I was saying. Also, final tip, try not to be a raging bitch at your parents all the time. That's a little harsh, but I think for me, it's so easy just to be in a horrible mood. I know, like, when my dad gets home from work, just like I've had a long day at school and I don't want to talk to anybody and I'm just like in a bitchy mood. I'm a little hangry. Just like try not to be a raging bitch and I promise you it'll be okay. Of course, I mean, it's okay to have alone time. It's good to have your own space, but spend time with your family. I think that's another thing about how to have a better relationship with your parents. Just spend time with them. Get to know them. Ask them about their childhood. Ask them about how their day was, what they've been up to, how their friends have been, what they've been watching on Netflix. I mean, a big conversation thing, whatever it's called, for me and my parents is like shows we're watching on Netflix. Like, it doesn't have to be something so serious all the time. It can just be something like a story they can tell you. Maybe ask something about one of your grandparents. Like, ask them to tell you a story. Ask them about how their work was today. Like, just spending time with them, getting to know them, I think is really good and will honestly just make your relationship, it'll just make it a lot better. And then you'll feel more comfortable with them. And when you spend more time with them, since you'll be more comfortable, you'll feel more comfortable a lot. Let me rephrase that. So when you spend more time with your parents, you're going to be more comfortable with them and then therefore more willing to be honest with them and feel like it's a safer space. And I think, again, the conversations you probably need to have with your parents, they might not be the most fun things ever, but once you get it out of the way, you'll be good to go. I mean, you don't have to like, it's not like church or whatever, what is it called, like Catholicism, where it's like they're like do 5 Hail Marys or whatever for confessing your sins. I don't remember what it's called, but like when you confess your sins, it's not like that. This is not the Catholic Church, okay? We're just talking to our parents and that's okay. They love you. You're their child. They love you so much. They want what's best for you. And I'm sure they don't even know that you're feeling this way. If you have like some negative feelings towards them, if you're upset with something they've done, they probably don't know that. So you might as well just tell them and then see how it goes. And if it all fails, at least you tried, okay? At least you attempted to make your relationship better. And if they're not willing to do that, then I mean, hey, you tried. Good for you for being mature. And I think that's something to really be proud of for yourself and just to feel accomplished with. Because I mean, you're doing great. You're being mature. You're being the adult in this situation. And that's super impressive as like a teen to do that and to really take charge. And I think your parents will also be impressed. Like just seeing that you're wanting to show their feelings, you're wanting to have a better relationship. And I think that'll also like build some respect and trust between y'all and just like seeing like, hey, my child's acting like an adult. So I should start treating them like an adult. Yes. I'm sorry, I cannot speak. Ooh, buddy. Man, I feel like I just talked for forever. But don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. You already know that was my second reminder since, I don't know, I wanted to remind you again. But yeah, those were my advice is, I don't know why I'm getting so like tongue-tied. That was my advice. And just like some final points is that your parents love you. They really do. Even if it might not feel like it all the time, they do love you. They appreciate you and they're happy that you're here. So be nice to them and try to be understanding of the things they do. Again, you don't have to accept everything, but just try to understand. Try to see where they're coming from. Remember that it's okay to have disagreements. Your opinion matters. And just because your parents say something doesn't mean it's true. You can have your own voice, your own opinion. And I think that's something really cool and really wonderful. And yeah, I liked this episode. It was fun. And I think, I don't know why I started saying that. That is not related to what I was going to say. But make sure you check out all the links in the description of this episode to find my blog, newsletter, email, etc. Whatever else is in there. I don't really know. And make sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at the Girly Girl Podcast if you haven't already. I mean, we almost have 10K on TikTok, which is cool. I think it's like 9,000 something. So that's super exciting and makes me feel famous, which I definitely am not. But anyway, yeah, this was a fun episode and I'm so glad I got to do it. And I hope this helped and I hope that I can help you like, or at least push you to try and have a better relationship with your parents. Or maybe this made you consider like, hey, I should probably be doing something to improve my relationship with my parents. Even if it is pretty good, I can always do better. And I think that's super important and a really great thing that you realized. And yeah, I'm happy that you stuck around and I'm happy that you're here. And I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week. Remember that it's okay to feel the way you feel. It's okay to not agree with what everyone else says. And try to be accepting and understanding of others. I mean, we obviously don't know everything they're feeling in their own perspectives. So try to just accept that. I mean, not accept, but just be understanding. Try to hear them out. And yeah, have an amazing rest of your week. You're a boss bitch. I love you so much. And thank you for listening. Bye. See you next week.